Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, expected to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell in the coming days. How unusual is it for a member of the administration to do this?
Pretty unusual. This is just an unusual case all around, right? And that's why it causes so many speculations and conspiracy theorists, because it is very, very unusual. But I actually said this weeks ago. Why don't they go down and talk to the person who knows more about Jeffrey Epstein than probably anybody, and who might have a motivation to speak and to speak honestly to save her own hide? So I think this is a good thing. Will she be honest? I think she probably will be. She has nothing to lose. And maybe we will get to the bottom of some of this at least.
Do you think she is looking for some kind of a deal?
Oh, she absolutely is. Why would she otherwise talk? I mean, you know, she's sitting there. It's a 20-year sentence. She's obviously not used to this kind of lifestyle. And, you know, part of me says, you know, might they get her to say that Donald Trump had nothing to do with it, and that would make all of that go away, and then she could walk out of the prison either now or, you know, at an early date. I mean, there are all kinds of deals that can be made here, and we will never know probably exactly what's going to be said.
There's a request to unseal the Epstein grand jury transcripts, and the question is, will anything substantial be learned? What do you think?
I think this is much ado about nothing. Here's why. The grand jury transcripts are confidential for good reason, because when you have an investigation, you have people testifying in order to get an indictment. This is not a trial, so it's not an open proceeding. Those are confidential, and there's rules in the federal court that are pretty strict about keeping them that way, because you don't want to disclose people's identification. So I think that most of this is going to be withheld. I think that the lawyers are going to have to redact names and identifying information of victims and other perpetrators, perhaps. But just remember here that the prosecution of Epstein and Maxwell may not have any of the black book and the list of clients. These might just be prosecutions of people that we already know who have come out and said that they were victims. So it may not span what we want to know, which is who are the other victims, who are the other perpetrators, were these women trafficked to other high-profile people. All of that stuff is likely not part of the grand jury transcript. So again, it sounds like we're getting some open door here, but I really don't think as a practical matter any of this material will contain anything of substance.
That's what is generally being talked about and being forecast. Let's talk about the Idaho college killer. The sentencing is today, and we're going to hear from the victims, aren't we?
We are, and these are the victim impact statements, which they're entitled to give, and these are the family members who are going to get up on the stand and say what they want. And it's always very, very impassioned, and it's very dramatic to see these things, because these people's lives have been destroyed by this guy, and this might be their first and only time to ever confront the man who actually destroyed their families. So sometimes you see anger, sometimes you see vulgar anger, sometimes you see forgiveness, sometimes you see people say, you're irrelevant to me. Sometimes the victims' families get up and talk about their loved ones without regard for the crime. So you're going to see probably an array of emotions from these victims' families.
And what are you expecting as far as the sentencing? And what influences the judge at the last minute? Anything?
In this case, no, because the deal was cut. The death penalty was taken off the table. The plea bargain was 4 life sentences plus 10 years. In addition to that, the defendant is waiving all of his appeals going forward. Mm-hmm. So really, the judge can't do much. And the judge can't give him the death penalty. That would be unconstitutional. That was taken off the table. So the most he could do is cut him a deal and give him some sort of shorter sentence. But I will tell you, that is not going to happen. happen here. The judge is going to uphold the plea bargain. This is really just an exercise for the victims. And in many cases, Bob, victim impact statements can sway the judge. But in this case, the deal is done.
More from Karen Conti on the radio Sunday on WGN Radio 3 till 5. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it as always.
Have a good one, Bob.
You too.